This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com. An index fund is an investment vehicle that aims to replicate or mirror the movement of some index. These funds track indexes such as the Lehman Aggregate Bond Index, DJ Wilshire 5000, Russell 2000, and the AFE. Equities from the Far East, Australian, and European stock markets make the AFE index. S&P 500 is another index that tracks equities in the United States. Most businesses are large and mid-cap and are selected on the basis of sector, liquidity, and market share. Russell 2000 is an index that includes small-cap companies and measures their market performance. DJ Wilshire 5000 tracks the equity of 6,700 firms, which are selected based on three criteria. The value of their stock is available, they are traded on the U.S. stock markets, and their quarters are in the U.S. Finally, the Lehman Aggregate Bond Index measures the performance of bond funds. The index tracks corporate, asset-backed, mortgage-backed, and government securities. An index fund is a passive investment strategy that aims to reduce management costs. A lower turnover and simplicity are other advantages. Index funds have lower turnovers compared to actively managed investment funds. Lower costs can be explained with lower maintenance. This is because stocks are not actively traded on the exchanges. Some funds, however, have fees that are close to what actively managed funds charge. They may charge 1-2-B1 fees, back-end loads, or front-end loads. A front-end load refers to sales charges or a commission that is paid when a person buys an investment, whether an insurance plan, annuity, or mutual fund. A back-end load is a commission or charge paid when selling annuities or other investments. Some funds also charge distribution or marketing fees called 1-2-B1 fees. As a rule, established and large funds have lower fees. They spend less on advertising than smaller funds, and their managers are more experienced in index tracking. One advantage of index funds is tax efficiency. Taxable accounts are associated with lower taxes. Another benefit for investors is that these funds offer average returns. They outperform three-quarters of the actively managed investment schemes. The fact is that the latter cannot beat index funds in most cases. These funds may track the performance of bond markets, international stock markets, specific sectors, or the stock market in the United States. They buy all types of stocks that are included in some index. Bond index funds are one variety and a cost-effective, simple way to invest in securities. Unlike actively managed investment schemes, they charge lower fees of around 0.2% to 0.4%. Consistent performance is another benefit for investors. They know what they will get. Active managers try to outperform some index, but different factors influence the results. These include earning potential and growth, current and political events, the state of the economy, and market trends. Active managers take risk in order to outperform the indexes. The problem is that the chances of outperforming each year are slim. Other disadvantages include higher operating expenses and fees and reduced returns due to unwise investment choices. Experienced managers base their decisions on market trends, analysis and research, and experience. Finally, indexing or passive management involves buying the same stocks, bonds, and other securities. They are purchased in the same proportions. Managers copy the index rather than make decisions on which securities to trade. One strategy for selecting funds to invest in is to determine how much you want to invest in bonds and international and domestic stocks. Then select those with low portfolio turnovers and expense ratios. This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com.